Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. I'm Alex, your trusty code whisperer and resident explainer of all things nerdy.
And I'm Jamie. I'm here to ask the questions you're secretly Googling while pretending you totally understood that last commit message. Alex, I hear today we're talking about something that's taken GitHub by storm. Open code?
Oh yes, open code. It's like the Swiss Army knife of AI coding agents. Except instead of a toothpick, it comes with 75 language model providers and an existential fear of vendor lock-in.
Okay, so right off the bat, what is open code and why is everyone suddenly obsessed with it? Like 178,000 GitHub stars, that's more stars than my NPM error log.
True. Open code is an open source, MIT-licensed AI coding agent. Think of it as your own little AI junior developer that runs right in your terminal, desktop, or IDE. But here's the kicker. It doesn't just chat. It actually reads your files, edits code, runs shell commands, and tests its own changes. It's agency with a capital A.
So it's not just another chatbot that tells me, it looks like you're trying to write a function. Would you like help with that? It actually does the work?
Exactly. You give it a goal in plain English, like refactor this React component and update the tests, and it'll break that down into steps, edit your files, install packages, run commands, and even fix its own mistakes. You don't have to approve every little thing.
Wait, so it's like having a junior dev with way more patience and no need for coffee breaks, and it doesn't break your code base, right?
Well, it tries really hard not to. But here's the cool part. It has two main agents. There's the build agent, which has full access, great for when you trust it. Then there's the plan agent, which is read only and asks before it does anything wild, so you can dip your toes in before giving it the keys to the kingdom.
Love that. So, who's actually building this thing? There's always a team of caffeine-fueled developers behind the curtain, right?
Oh, for sure. Open code is now maintained by Anomaly, formerly SST, the serverless stack folks. There's a bit of a soap opera backstory. The original project was written in Go, then split off, and now the TypeScript version is the main one everyone means when they say open code. The Go version lives on as Crush with a different team.
Wait, so open code is TypeScript powered now? Does that mean it's contractually obligated to have at least three opinions about types?
Pretty much. And it's MIT licensed, so you can fork it, tweak it, and run wild. No corporate overlords required.
Okay, but let's talk numbers. Why is this thing everywhere? 7.5 million developers a month sounds made up. Are we sure it's not just a botnet?
The numbers are real. GitHub doesn't hand out stars like Pokemon cards. Open code has 178,000 stars, over 21,000 forks, nearly 1,000 contributors, and it ships updates faster than most of us update our Docker containers. 827 releases and counting.
That's some serious momentum. Okay, so let's say I want to try this for myself. How do I actually get started? Like, do I need to sacrifice a USB stick to the code gods?
Nope, no rituals required. You can install open code with a single line in your terminal. Curl, npm, or homebrew, take your pick. Just run, for example, curl fssl/opencode.ai/install bash, or if you're an npm fan, npmg opencodeai at latest. Once it's installed, just run open code inside your project directory. On first run, it'll ask you to pick a model provider.
Okay, pause. Model provider? What are we talking about here, like OpenAI or...
Exactly. Open code is model agnostic, meaning it works with 75 different large language model providers, like Claude, GPT, Gemini, and even local models if you're feeling privacy conscious or just want to run everything on your old ThinkPad.
So I can use the freebie models it ships with or hook up my existing API keys from OpenAI or even log in with my GitHub Copilot or ChatGPT subscription.
Nailed it. Open code even bundles some handpicked free models via their Zen pack, so you can get started with zero setup.
That's wild. And it runs in the terminal, desktop app, or even as an IDE extension?
Yep. Terminal is the original flavor, but there's a desktop app in beta for all the major OSs, and they've got IDE extensions too. It also plays nice with language servers, multi-session support, and you can even share sessions with a link. Plus, privacy is baked in. It doesn't store your code or context data.
So if I want to try the same code task on Claude, then on GPT, and then on some local model I found on Hugging Face, I don't need to keep switching tools?
That's the magic. Just swap the model provider in Open Code, and you're off to the races. It's perfect for anyone who hates vendor lock-in or wants to experiment without getting nickel and dimed.
Okay, but how does Open Code stack up against the other big names like Claude Code and Cursor? I've seen some spicy Twitter threads about this.
Tech Twitter never disappoints. Here's the quick rundown. Open Code, open source, terminal first, supports 75 models, no vendor lock-in, free to use. Claude Code, proprietary, Anthropic's models only, terminal focus, subscription required. Cursor, proprietary, AI native IDE, a VS Code fork, ties you to their platform and models, subscription-based. The big difference? Open Code is the choose-your-own-adventure of AI coding agents. No walled garden, and the only thing you pay for is model usage, if you want the fancy models.
So Open Code is like building your own sandwich at a tech deli, while Claude and Cursor are more like ordering the pre-made combo?
Exactly. And sometimes you just want to experiment with wild sandwich toppings.
I'm definitely the add pickles to everything type. But is Open Code really truly free? Like, no gotcha paywall after 10 uses?
Totally free. The tool itself is MIT licensed, so you can use, fork, or even sell it if you're feeling entrepreneurial. The only costs are if you want to use a paid model provider, but you can totally stick to the free models included.
That's huge, especially for students or devs working on passion projects. Okay, last question. Who should try Open Code? Is this just for hardcore terminal folks, or can mere mortals hang too?
Honestly, anyone who writes code, terminal diehards, privacy fanatics, IDE lovers, or just anyone sick of being stuck with one vendor. If you want to prototype across models, work in your comfort zone, or just see how far autonomous coding agents have come, Open Code's a great place to start.
Love it. I'm installing it as soon as we wrap. No ritual USB burning required.
Please don't burn your USB sticks, folks.
That's it for this episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. If you liked this dive into Open Code, subscribe, leave us a review, or shoot us your burning tech questions. We love hearing from you.
Thanks for tuning in. And remember, keep your code open, your models flexible, and your sandwich orders adventurous. See you next time.
Bye, everyone.